What do you do when you see someone beat?
I'm Janitara Begum, and I work in Operation Unite, and you're tuned to 90.7 FM WGXC. ACRA.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, FET Press.
Hey, I'm Spike Priggin, host of the Bedazzled Radio Hour. Broadcast every week from 12:10 until 2 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, live from Spike's Record Rack, 400 Main Street in the village of Catskill. Every Wednesday...
Beloved, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Kim, Never Alone. Jesus got a hold on you and me. Yes, yes, ma'am. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson in Catskill, New York. WGXC.org online anytime. This is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here, right now with me on WGXC. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We've got the music that is the best. We got the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul right here. This is The Bright Side. And you listen to, opening us up today, Never On My Own, Mr. Juan Winans. And we got more music like that coming right back at you. Seven songs back to back. Message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Hold on, Ricky Dillard and friends. No stressing. Juan's auntie, B.B. White. Brother, no, cousin, no, uncle. B.B. Winans, lay them down. I'll get it together. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's something about that name, Mr. William McDowell. Lord, I lift your name on high by Maranatha. Made Away, Travis Green, and Tobotchukwu, Praise God, He Has Done It For Me, by Nathaniel Bassey, out of Africa. Seven songs back to back coming right now for you. Heart music for the mind and the soul. We got more of that. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So y'all, don't go nowhere. Hold on.
Just You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt you paid, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. Agra Hudson, Catskill, New York, elsewhere, WGXC.org, online anytime. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere, is right here, right now, with me on WGXC. Lord, we lift your name on high.
So glad you came to save us.
you came to save us.
I'm so glad you came to save us.
You came all the way from heaven.
You came from heaven to earth to show us the way.
From the earth to the cross.
Dead.
Lord, you paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky.
And you
Your testimony this morning, beloved. Tobe Tuku, he has done it for me. He has done it for me. Hi, beloved. How you doing? How you doing? I hope all is well with you and yours. Certainly, I am thinking of you and praying for you that God will break through in your situation. If you're needing a breakthrough, that God is holding you. If you're needing God to lift you up right now, and that God is encouraging you and strengthening you as you're running in this race called life. To eternal life. Amen. This is Pastor Kim, and I'm here now with my spiritual social commentary for today. And beloved, you know, I love the Lord and how I get to have these conversations with God and even with you all. Praise the Lord. As you know, I talk to the Lord and say, God, what would you have me say to your people on any particular day? And today I was, you know, asking the Lord about it early this morning. And I got the thought, missing the point, missing the point. I was like, missing the point. Wow, that's deep. All right, Lord, let's go. Let's go. And I remembered one of the things the Lord brought to my remembrance. One of the things that used to really bother me in school. And it was when the teacher would ask me, well, what's the point? What's the point? You know, what's the point of this sentence? What's the point of this story? What's the point of this whatever exercise? After I had, you know, explained or given my answer, right? But there was something deeper that the teacher was trying to draw out of me that I didn't really understand at the time. And the Lord brought that to my remembrance when he put in my thoughts, missing the point. And the phrase missing the point, it means failing to understand or grasp of the main idea or purpose or significance of something. It refers to focusing on irrelevant details and misunderstanding the central message of the discussion or the argument or the situation. And I was thinking about, okay, so need some biblical examples to illustrate this more clearly for me and for you. All right. And I got Matthew chapter 12, verse 1-8. And in that scripture, it tells us that Jesus is talking to the disciples, right? And I'm going to read that for you. It says, at that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were hungry and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Behold, your servants, your disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day." And he said to them, "Have you not read and what David did when he was hungry and they that with him, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests? Or have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath day the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what this message means, 'I will have mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless." I want to pause it right there. Amen. Of course, he's talking about himself in verse 8, as we see. But you would not have condemned the guiltless. Missing the point. There's a story also in the Bible about a rich young ruler who encountered Jesus in Matthew chapter 19 and around about verse 16. And it talks about how this rich young man came, you know, hearing about Jesus, wanting to know Jesus, wanting to perhaps even be a follower of Jesus. And he asked Jesus, "Well, what do I need to do to gain eternal life?" And Jesus told him, "Keep the commandments." And he said, "Well, I do all that." And he said, "And sell all your possessions and give to the poor and follow me." And the young man left Jesus disappointed, right? He was not willing to surrender his earthly wealth. And he did not understand that the call to follow Jesus meant a detachment from worldly things. In Acts chapter 1, there's another scenario with the disciples who after Jesus's resurrection, they said, asked him if he was going to restore the kingdom to Israel at that time. They were looking for an earthly and political kingdom. Hello, somebody. They were looking for an earthly and political kingdom. But Jesus was redirecting them to a spiritual nature of the kingdom of God and the mission. They were to undertake a mission empowered by the Holy Spirit to spread the gospel to the end of the earth. They were missing the point, beloved. You know, in John chapter 3:16, it tells us that Jesus gave us the word, or the word is given to us about Jesus coming into the world, that says that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. Isn't that what it says, beloved? And so that verse is teaching us that God's love is unconditional. It reveals that God's love is for the entire world. It emphasizes that God's love is not limited by any race or to any race, any nationality or national power. It's not limited or exclusive to any other kind of human distinction. It is available to everyone. That verse in John 3:16 teaches us that sacrifice and grace is part of God's love, that God demonstrates how much he loves us through the sacrificial giving of his son, Jesus. Jesus' sacrifice coming down out of glory into this earthly realm to be salvation story atoned for our sins as a world, the sins of humanity. And it showed that salvation is a gift from God. It's not something that we can earn by our human efforts or purchase with human wealth. In John 3:16, the word is telling us that faith and eternal life are connected. It teaches us that eternal life is granted to those who believe in Jesus Christ. This belief is not just an intellectual acknowledgement, but it involves trust and reliance on Jesus for salvation. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, amen, we can miss the point. Didn't they do it? The disciples did it. The Pharisees did it. The rich young ruler did it. And nothing is new under the sun. We still miss the point sometimes, right? God wanted to teach us some deeper truths, some moral lessons, even in John 3:16, that sometimes just gets overlooked, missed, because we're focusing so much on God's love. But God's love calls us to believe and respond
into his love by loving Jesus. Amen. And loving the Jesus in you, and loving the Jesus in me, and loving those who Jesus loves who may not know who Jesus is. It is a call to believe and respond to God's love. Hallelujah. An invitation to us to place our faith in him and to allow him to transform our lives and give us new life. There's a lesson in this verse that values every individual, that God loved the world so much that he gave us his son. Hallelujah. And that the son's love is the values, gives value to every person. It encourages us to believe, to love others with the same selfless love that God has shown. Hallelujah. Oh my God, beloved, I could pause right there, but I don't have enough time. It tells us, amen, that God wants us to have hope and assurance, amen. In John 3:16, God wants to give us an assurance, hallelujah, that we can have eternal life. That eternal life and the gift of eternal life transcends our earthly circumstance and our earthly limitation. Believe, hallelujah, and live in the light of Christ and have hope. Hallelujah, for eternal life. Oh, beloved, missing the point can be detrimental, beloved. There are consequences, hallelujah, to spiritual blindness. There are consequences. There were consequences for the Pharisees and the Sadducees. There were consequences for the rich young ruler, his loss of an eternal reward, his missing the opportunity to follow Jesus and to be a disciple and to grow spiritually and to experience the joy of serving God and other spiritual benefits. The disciples missed the opportunity. Hallelujah, to understand the call that God had placed on their lives, that they would be the bearers of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, oh, but have eternal life. There are consequences, hallelujah, if we miss the details, if we don't look at the what they say, the devil is in the details. Hallelujah. We can miss the point of the matter. We can miss the context that God is providing when we miss the point, right? The missing the point. We don't want to miss the point, beloved. We want to seek God for deeper depth of understanding and knowledge and wisdom concerning things that are happening in our lives, decisions and choices that we're making. Don't miss the point. Everything has a purpose under the sun. Don't miss the point. Amen. That person that came into your pathway yesterday or will come into your pathway today, is there a point to this encounter? Is there a point to this conversation? Don't get involved in the weeds of pointless conversations also, I might add. Beloved, my spiritual social commentary today is as we look at what's going on in our home or with our family, in our jobs or in our schools, in our neighborhoods, our community, our county, our country, as we look and see what's happening on the world stage, amen, there's a point to it. Don't miss the point. Don't miss the point. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and I just love the Word of God, don't you? And I love the music that lifts the Word of God and makes the knowledge of God even more real in our lives. So we have that music for you, the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we're coming back with more of that. You are worthy of it all. Miss Cece Winans. I love her. I love her music. God bless you, beloved. Don't miss the point.
rising of the sun to the going down of the same.
God is worthy of it all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise, all of the thanks, all of the good things that we do, I believe come from God. Anything good I do, that God gets that glory. Someone told me, I think it was Pastor Richard, I heard him say, you can give me the flowers, but I'm giving God the bouquet. All right, he is worthy. Couldn't do it without him. And don't try. I'm not going to try. I want to say happy birthday to all you August birthdays. I pray that this next revolution around the sun will bring you closer to the sun. And that no matter what your day, no matter how gray, no matter how dark the clouds may be, how low they may hang, the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. You hang on in there. This is Pastor Kim. Listen, you want to know more about us? You can check us out. We have a new website. I'm so excited about it. Thank you, Cameron. www.omichurch.com. www.omichurch.com. You can hear and read and see more about what we do and how we do and why we do what we do. What we do here on WGXC on Sunday mornings is for you and for me. Yes, because God loves us just like that. He gives us the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We got one more for you. We get ready to leave out of here. It's going to be a good day. About to be a good day. This is Brother Forrest Frank. Y'all don't fake the funk. You stay in touch with the Holy One. About to be a good day. I love it, and God loves you.
No, it's great. Everything I prayed for didn't come in late. I got all I need and I didn't have to wait. Ask me if you love me, you didn't hesitate. Turning all things to gray skies blue. Hear the church saying, won't he do it? I know he's got my back. That's why I'm singing that.
I'm gonna have a good day. Hope you have a good day, beloved.
No matter what they say.
No matter what they say.